It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love to go walking out there, seeing the cows. Occasionally they talk to me.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight, and good luck.
There's square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Christmas. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Are we back?
Yeah, we're just having the playing the Jewish comedian game during the break.
I know, and we got lost. You know, I was in such a
Myron Cohen, David Steinberg, Alan King,
Andy Kindler,
Shecky Green, Andy Kindler, Jackie Mason,
Paul Schaefer.
Not a comedian.
In your mind.
I think he's very entertaining.
But he's not a comedian.
True.
Okay.
We're just kidding around.
What about Alan Coulter? He's funny.
Shelley Berman.
Oh, that's brilliant. A good one, Mike. Mm-hmm. It's a very good one.
Mort Saul.
Maury Amsterdam.
I said Myron Cohen already.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Okay, not all at once.
Sarah
okay.
Silverman.
Sarah Silverman. Jimmy Kimmel. Mm-hmm.
Yes. John Biner. I'm just guessing now.
Is John Biner Jewish?
We don't know.
Is he a comedian?
He was.
Yes, he was. In
he
his
was
day.
A good one.
And you know what, Mike?
What happened to him?
He did Impressionist Week on Letterman a year ago. He's still out there getting it done. He's a clever mimic.
He is a clever mimic. Maybe
he,
it's not
he invented,
a form. Maybe it's not a form of like entertainment that holds up. Let's get a last
time
look.
Will tell.
I don't know, Mike. I think you're great.
Thank you, Rob. Let's get a last look at news. Here he is, the man, the legend, Buzz Boybank.
Thank you, Mike. Perhaps you heard about this. The Treasury Department spent the weekend hatching a plan to save America's biggest bank, Citigroup.
You okay over there?
I think it's my itis.
You're adjusting?
My diver.
Oh, I thought it might have been the beatings.
My diverticulitis.
It looked like...
I ate Popeye's chicken over the weekend.
What it looked like, Mike, you're sort of reclining a little, and
yes.
It looked like something that normally heads to the left might have been heading to the right.
No, I'm fine.
You're okay. Palpating your lower abdomen.
It was not a one-cheek sneak.
There you are.
Thank you.
Now, to keep it from going under, that Citigroup thing, Washington's pumping another 20...
God, I thought you were done with this.
$20 billion. No, it's called the
Why
news.
Why two segments of this, though? Why not say something?
Make it up. Make us... Right now, make something up funny and happy.
A little boy fell into a mud puddle.
No. See, he can't. He can't do that.
Well, he doesn't have an innate understanding of children.
It's not what I do.
I know. Well, I wish it was what you do, especially when you like do two segments and it's all bad.
Well, it hasn't been actually. If you'll recall, I began by talking
you.
About giving thanks.
Yeah.
And there were other bright spots as well.
How about this story, Mike?
Just so depressed.
How about this?
That's you.
You'll like
no,
this.
No, it's not me. It's the whole goddamn country with this crap.
You'll like this. What about a young lady?
Okay. Like you.
You know what?
Was your tone to indicate that it's just me?
I think you seem to be more affected by this than a lot of other people I come in contact with.
Well, where you mean down at the local polo grounds?
No, just friends, like friends I went to dinner with on Saturday, for example. They're equally concerned.
Are they employed?
But yes, they are, and they're also hopeful and
Lewis Black,
optimistic.
Adam Sandler.
Oh,
I love
man.
Texters.
All right, Mike.
Jack Benny.
How about? Oh, that's a good Benny Kubelski. It was his given name.
Who?
Benny Kubelski.
That's Jack Benny's Benny Kubelski.
Let me tell you a quick story that'll cheer you up.
Do we have George Burns?
We did not have George Burns.
George Burns, the great George Burns. Yes, Beth Ann.
Jerry Seinfeld.
I thought we had that one. But maybe not.
Larry Miller.
Larry Miller.
Very good.
Very, very nice. Thank you, Beth Ann. What, Rob? Rob, don't give her that look.
What look?
Buzz was saying I was the only one that's depressed.
No, I'm going to tell you a story that will cheer you up. I'm going to tell you a story that's
going to cheer you up. Today. Bookends piss me off.
How about this?
Bookends.
There's a
beginning of the show, end of the show, bookends. There
I
we
see.
Go. Before the show in the office, you're at the very end
I'm
of the show.
I'm just doing my job.
It's just me.
There's this young lady, and she doesn't usually drink very much. But let's say this weekend she has friends coming in from out of town. And before she goes to dinner with her husband, who does drink, she has 6 beers. Then she goes to dinner, and she has 3 orange martinis and an Irish coffee.
Oh.
Yeah.
Orange martinis will kill you.
And then she comes home, and she's invited more of her friends over the next day. But she's so busy throwing up and trying to sleep it off that her husband has to entertain all of her friends.
Oh, Carrie,
yeah.
I feel for you.
But she makes it down for much of the third quarter of the Redskins game.
Oh, Carrie, sorry about that.
She had a tough weekend.
Orange martinis, super sweet, can't taste the alcohol, and then kaboom!
The two friends that came in on Saturday night, I'll just be brief, she was hoping, they dated in high school, and she was hoping perhaps that they were going to have a little bit of magic.
Yes.
And After the third orange martini, Carrie's eyes stopped going in the same direction.
Oh, God.
And at one point, the gentleman left to go to the men's room, and she turned to her friend, Jennifer, and said, "What do you say? Any sparks?"
And that's the sugar factor.
Yeah, absolutely.
The sugar factor is what kept her in bed all day long.
Yeah, it hung heavy. And so there you go. There's a story that doesn't involve the economy.
Well, I'm hanging heavy now. All right, now back to doom and gloom.
What do you say? Any sparks?
I'm just sad. I'm sad about this economy, and I won't be unsad until it's over.
Well, that'll
until we hit bottom.
Be about a year and a half.
John Stewart, Mel Brooks, John Lovitz, Richard Lewis, Cesar Romero. Cesar Romero, yes. I don't believe. Really?
No.
Maybe.
Jewish, but he's not a comedian.
Right.
Larry Actor. David.
Oh, yes. Larry David. I think Larry David is Jewish.
And the Stillers.
Oh, yes, Ben.
Thank you.
And, of course, Ann Mara.
Yes.
And how are you related to her again?
She took the O off the Mara.
She sold it.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. So, anyway, so Citibank's dead?
No, we're actually saving it or trying to keep it from going under.
And the markets went up today.
Because of this, that's what I'm leading up to.
Okay.
Washington pumping another $20 billion into Citigroup, guaranteeing $300 billion of its riskiest loans. That played very well on the stock market today, up 500 points at one point.
That's good. I can live with that.
Yeah, pretty good. And all of this apparently happened, you may be amused to know, or maybe not. It all happened without the knowledge of our current president. When asked about the new Citigroup bailout yesterday, White House spokesman Dana Perino said she knew nothing about the Treasury Department's talks with Citi over the weekend.
They're cleaning the desks out and having fun already.
They're already got back
They're
to
having
Texas.
those orange martinis now.
Nitzy and Pauly Shore.
She declined to comment on whether Mr. Bush supports the plan. President and his closest people have spent the last few days at the big Asia-Pacific summit in Peru.
He's just down there learning to tango.
He loves it.
Yeah.
You know, he's got the end in sight. He's happy.
He does.
President-elect Obama, meanwhile, is already getting it done. Today, he formally announced his choice of Timothy Geithner as Treasury Secretary.
I like everything I read about this guy.
Now, Geithner gets some of the blame for the current financial mess, but also a lot of the credit for starting to steer us out of it.
I wish they'd gone with Timothy Falkstein, though.
Herr Falkstein?
Herr Falkstein.
He's wonderful.
You say Stein, I say Steen.
I know you do.
Either way, his experience and word of his selection gave the stock market a boost at Friday's close and again today. Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers, who hates Bush's economic policies, will be the new head of the White House Economic Council. He's the new blood. Former Democratic rival Bill Richardson of New Mexico is reported to be Obama's choice for new Commerce Secretary.
You know, these are two people, when you talk about Hillary, I think we knew she was smart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Bill Richardson is a guy that impressed me when he was campaigning as well. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to have them on the team. That's the way it should be. I mean, it really should be. You get the best and the brightest. You get the people that have the best smarts. That's what I like.
Think Bill Richardson he celebrated with a good meal?
Yes. Good to have one of those guys in there.
Everybody say it. I am fat.
Yes, I got the job. Let's have a steak.
Welcome back to Washington, old friend.
Yes, come to the ball, Mr. Richardson.
Thanks so much. ABC News says Obama's transition team's already working with the lawmaker so he can hopefully sign into law an economic stimulus package the day he takes office on January 2nd.
I think that would be very
20th,
cool.
20th, rather. Excuse me. Again, everybody's doing the wishful thinking.
Very much so.
The price tag on that package aimed at saving and creating 2.5 million jobs, $500 billion. Among other things, the jobs would be building and rebuilding roads, schools, and bridges.
I understand that Bill Richardson is currently hammering out an agreement with Armand's Pizzeria.
You know, Rob's finding comedy in the administration wherever we can.
Yeah, well, we really can't make fun of them for being stupid.
And, of course, I have to punctuate every Bill Richardson joke.
Of course. Oh, Mr. Richardson.
There you go.
You know, it also appears Barack Obama has us reading his stuff and the writings of others. Books he's written occupy the top three spots on the New York Times bestseller list. A picture book about him is number one on the children's list.
You know, if he's ever making a speech and he forgets what he's saying, he can always use that timeless excuse. Bill Richardson ate it.
Ate my speech. And because Obama mentioned Lincoln and FDR as heroes during his recent 60 Minutes interview, books about those guys are selling off the shelves as well.
Did you see what was at number 7?
No, what?
The Bill Richardson Captain Crunch cookbook.
Recipes.
You know, when Bill Richardson visits Barack Obama, when he sits around the White House, That's terrible.
A presidential historian at Princeton says, quote, this is part of a broader interest in Obama trying to get into his mind and learn about how he sees the world.
Speaking of broad, here's Bill Richardson.
Here's Bill Richardson right now.
Finally, having solved all the other crimes in Stuart, Florida, the local police have arrested a 13-year-old boy for passing gas in class.
Oh, my God.
Stuart, Florida's on the East Coast, Florida's Treasure Coast, about 100 miles north of Miami.
I would have been arrested.
And in defense of the police and the students and the teachers who complained about him, this kid is obnoxious. The police report says he continually disrupted class by breaking wind, which he can apparently do on command.
Wow.
And for turning off the other kids' computers while they were using them.
But he's a troublemaker.
Little Johnny Hainline.
Now he's become part of our criminal justice machine for farting.
Oh, no.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. I want to thank Bizarre Foods' Andrew Zimmern. You can check him out tomorrow night at 10 Eastern on the Travel Channel. And don't forget, it's a Bizarre Foods marathon all day Thanksgiving. Check that out.
Sure.
Also, our thanks to Spike Ferriston. He is Spike Ferriston Talk Show. I'm sorry, Talk Show with Spike Ferriston.
Right.
Late Night Saturdays starting in January. That show will be on for 1 hour at 11 because Mad TV has gone bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Tomorrow on the program, might be time to freshen up that resume. We'll speak with the resume guru, Robert Dagnall.
Right on time.
That's Beth Ann's timeliness. That's what we call that.
Wow.
She's good at negative timing. And at 5:30 from CBS's NFL Today, James Brown.
Oh, excellent. Have we had him on? We haven't had him on this season.
Not yet, no. Oh, the executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producers, Rob Spiewak, and our phone screeners, Joe Artinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Bill Richardson Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, it's twilight time, but we don't suck. Time to drive home in an American truck. Until tomorrow, we say good luck. Tomorrow, 3 Eastern, we'll drop the puck. Another show to run amok. Remember, I was talking to the duck. We'll have more fun than Uncle Buck. And Angelina Jolie, I'd love to. All right, thank you very much, ladies. Yes, we're paying attention. That's Thanksgiving week right there. Good night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Good night, Governor Richardson.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.